idea was calling upon the authorities to ensure that carry out just like any other Malawian who is suspected of having committed a crime is treated according to the laws that we have as a country, which include her being taken to court and probably charged or take a plea within the prescribed 48 hours that the law says or provides for. But we've seen that despite the law being there, despite the Malawi government, I mean, signing to all those international mechanisms, they haven't really respected these provisions. And as we are talking, Kariat is still in the police cell. She's there to be charged.
That is very interesting because I saw the latest police statement saying that they wish to inform the nation that the police, they are making steady progress in investigating the case of conspiracy to commit a felony. They have had her in jail since, was that Thursday last week? But they haven't come up with the charges. Yeah. Is it usual?
No, it's very strange, actually. And we've seen this happening, I think, in a number of instances where people that have opposing voices, when they start to speak, this thing happens. Actually, I think it looks like the government, not just this one, but even previous governments, they use the police to kind of silence the opposing voices. We've seen people like Kalindo, we've seen people like the Namiwas and others put in the police cell. They are there, they stay over the weekend, they get out without being charged. If they are charged, maybe they are taken to court, but the cases never get to conclusion.
I saw your latest statement where I think you said a section of the Malawi Constitution guarantees the right to be promptly informed of the reasons for a person's arrest and mandates that the detainees be brought before a court within 48 hours. Do you think the police are within this mandate or they have exceeded this mandate?
As a coalition, we feel that they have extended their mandate. That's why actually we are appealing to them before the weekend began that they should ensure that the candidate is taken to court. Actually, we're asking that they should be taken to court on Friday itself. But knowing government, knowing the police, sometimes they have this tendency of not respecting normal pleas from the citizens.
But if the police are, as you have said now, if they have exceeded, can they be held accountable legally?
Ideally, they should be held accountable, even by the affected person herself. But there have been some instances where people have tried to take the police to court for unlawful arrest. There have been instances where the government has actually, made the payments as uniform compensation for such things. But I think if you are following what has been happening in Malawi for some time, especially recently, there have been this outcry from the masses on how the justice system handles the issues, the allegations on judges, allegations against the police, on the court. So yes, you can hold them accountable, but the chances of her getting justice might be very slim.